Thanks for being here, Hob. I really appreciate it here.
You're very welcome. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yes, I'm glad you took up our invitation because I want to get right into this conversation. You and I, believe it or not, I think we've talked about this in the past. You and I used to spend time in some of the same places when we were younger men. Down in the Fox Valley, I worked for a security company, and they always put me at the door of some rowdy bar. And I remember I was in the same bar as you and the guys from Stormwar one night. It was Dow's Time Out, downtown Appleton.
I remember that.
Okay. So I don't remember a lot about the night. I don't remember a lot about those days specifically, but I'm better now, and I'm glad you're better now too, Hob.
Yep.
And so, so I guess we could say we go way back.
Way back, yep.
So when I got here to Tomahawk, and I thought, hey, I know that guy from somewhere. And then putting two and two together, I said, wow, boy, what a small town it is, what a small world it is. I've known several people that I had ties to in the Fox Valley that now call Tomahawk home, but you've been here forever, you've been kind of traveling around a little bit back in your, in the rock and rolling days, as they were.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun running around, just playing music and meeting people and meeting great people most of the time.
Absolutely. A lot of good memories, right?
Yep.
A lot of good lessons learned, too, I'd assume.
A lot of good lessons learned.
So as I'm thinking about back to those days, Hob, I'm thinking when I was sitting there at the door, I always knew that that was going to be like a temporary thing. I always wanted to be a radio guy. I always wanted to be on the radio since I was a very little boy. And so I'm bad at music. I have no musical talent whatsoever. I tried to learn the guitar, the trumpet, the trombone, and the piano. Failed miserably at all of them. So I thought, how can I still be close to music? I love music. I love the history of music. I love rock and roll. And so, hanging out with a bunch of musicians was my way to be close to music. So I hung around a lot of guys that were in bar bands and stuff like that, worked the door in a lot of bars. And now here I am sitting here as a DJ. When you were in that same position back then, you were rocking and rolling. Did you ever see yourself as mayor of Tomahawk someday?
Nope.
That was fast.
Nope.
Yeah.
I would have, if you'd have told me that, I would have told you you were nuts.
But. So, all that being said, how did the transition happen? What brought you to there to where you are today, Hob?
Biggest thing for me is I grew up in Tomahawk. I mean, I originally came from the Weston area. I came to Tomahawk when I was 18. Little over 18 years old. I was a pretty troubled kid.
Yeah.
Came to Tomahawk, and the Calhouns kind of took me under their wing. I started working at Tomahawk Sports Center. And for me, I want to give back to our community. Mm-hmm. It's such a wonderful little community. We have so many wonderful things in this community and so many things to do. And I've been on the Police and Fire Commission for 5-6 years, and that was kind of how I got my feet wet in city government, and I just decided that I think it's time that I give back, and so I ran for mayor, and here I am.
And here you are. As far as surprises so far as the mayor of Tomahawk, any big surprises have come up yet, or is it pretty much the way you figured it'd be?
It's pretty much the way I figured it'd be. It's very interesting to me. I'm learning a lot. It's very humbling. I mean, I can honestly say the first meeting I was at, I sat down after being sworn in, and I looked down at the paper, and I'm like, wow, my name's at the top of that. You know, it's like, it was kind of humbling.
Yeah,
very humbling.
I can imagine. Yeah. So growing up here in Tomahawk, the Calhouns take you under their wing. What a great family to take you under your wing. Great business people, fantastic name in this community. You did very well at Tomahawk Sports Center, and then you went off on your own as your own boss. And so you learned the business end of things from other folks who already knew it. Now you're doing it yourself. Here's one thing I want to tell you. I'm not sure if anybody ever told you this, Hob, but I've talked to other people. I've had you service my boat a couple of times, and you will never find anybody in this town that I can think of that'll say a bad word about any of their dealings with you. And just as a guy, you should be proud of that, Hob. You have a fantastic name in this town, and I know you've had to work at it, and you've done the right thing for a lot of years, and it's paying off. I think people have a lot of respect for you, Hob. You can't find anybody to say a bad word about you.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate that.
Just keep on going the way you're going. You'll be just fine.
Yep.
Absolutely. Business still good, too?
Business is great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, good deal.
Got a great staff that takes care of me when I got to leave to do the mayor stuff. It's been very, very easy for me to leave my guys. I have a great staff. I can't ask for anything more.
So really things can. Are going well.
Yep, very
good
well.
Deal. Let's start off. Steve Tasky, your predecessor. He sat in the chair that you sit in at City Hall for a long time. Anything you'd have to say about Steve?
I just would like to thank Steve for all the years he put into this, because it's. After getting into this mayor role, you find out in a real hurry how much work it actually is.
Yeah.
And you got to give kudos to him and a pat on the back to him for doing what he did for so many years.
So your phone rings at all hours of the day?
Yeah, it rings quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's what Steve told me, too. He says that's the biggest thing. You are connected to the people as mayor in Tomahawk because you hear from them often.
Yeah, and, you know, I want that. Yeah. I want to be connected to the people, and that's why, you know, my personal cell phone number's out there, because I do want to be connected to those people, and if somebody's got something to talk about, I'd sooner get it talking to them personally than to get a text message or voicemail or anything like that. So I usually, if somebody does call me and I can't answer, I try and get back to them as soon as I can.
As your first summer mayor here in Tomahawk, we had a powwow days this last year. It was one for the books, one that we're going to be talking about and in our memories forever. So your reflections as mayor for your first powwow days, looking back here a couple weeks back.
I can say it was really, really, really cool to see all the people. Again, very, very humbling. You know, I had to almost talk myself into going through the parade, because that's not something I generally would do. But I figured I would ride on my barge and go through the parade. And lo and behold, we stopped right on the corner before getting to Main Street and waited for the flyover.
Yeah.
So I was standing on top of my barge when the flyover went by, and it was just absolutely, absolutely incredible.
What about the reaction of the crowd? That's what's going to stick with me forever. Just watching all of our fellow Tomahawkonians, or whatever we call ourselves around here, just the reaction from every single person. I will never forget that.
Yeah, I won't either. It was really cool, because you could almost hear, when you were standing there, you could almost hear the crowd start at the west end when he was coming, and it was like, right over. It was really, really neat.
Really, really cool. And so, what a way to start as mayor here with that powwow days. And thanks for the Lions. Boy, we have a heck of a Lions club in this town, too, don't we?
Yes, we do. They do so much for our community. The fireworks were absolutely amazing. You know, they put on just a wonderful, wonderful parade every year. There's, you know, they have their Thrill on the Grill this weekend. They're always doing something for our community, and it's really neat to see.
Absolutely. How about the employees of the City of Tomahawk? What are your impressions so far of the folks that are working for the city?
You're not going to find better people than that. We've got a great group of people that work for the city. I try to stay connected with all of them, just because I think they need that, and I think they need to know that we do appreciate everything they do, you know, from snow plowing and everything else. Our City Hall employees, Amanda and Miranda, they do such a wonderful job. We've got great employees in our street department, in our parks department. It's a very, very good staff that, you know, you don't have to really worry about them.
They just tell them what to do with it, get the job done, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to do with that. They kind of just do their own thing,
right?
And they're wonderful. They keep everything going.
Hire good people, let them do their job.
Yep.
Amen. I think that's a good way to go about business. One of the parts of my notes here, and this is going to feed right into that point, you're interested in looking for the good instead of so many people, you know, they focus on the negativity and they forget about all the good that's going on. I like that philosophy.
Well, it's something, you know, we all make mistakes in life and we all do stupid stuff. And I think the biggest thing, I read something this morning, I read every morning, and I read something this morning that basically said there's 2 days of the week you can't worry about. And that's the day before and the day after.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything about them. All the money in the world won't bring one of those days back from days past. And I think, you know, there's so much negativity out there right now in our society, and, you know, even in our little community, there's a lot of it. And I think if everybody looked at it in a way where look for the good in people instead of always the negative, and it's not real hard to find good stuff when you look a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to peel back a couple layers sometimes, but it's usually there.
Yep.
Great point here. I don't know anything about this. Vision Point Campground. That's on my notes here. What is that all about?
Vision Point Campground is a new campground that we just started in the city of Tomahawk. It's on the west end of Sarah Park. It's kind of past the dog park down there.
We put in
some really, really nice campsites down there. There's facilities, porta potties. They're right in the process. There's already water down there, and they're in the process of putting electricity in. And then I would think within the next 2 weeks we'll be up and running full with electricity and everything. We've had a lot of people down there already. Last weekend for the baseball tournaments, it was pretty much full down there. So it's a really neat thing.
How do people get a spot down there if they want to? Call City Hall?
Yeah, they call City Hall.
Okay.
Yep.
So keep that in mind. Vision Point Campground is already here, and it's going to get better all the time. One of the things I want to talk about, the roads, I think that City Hall gets a bad rap here in this town about our roads because people don't understand. They think because they're in the city of Tomahawk that it's a city road, but we have state highways going through this place, and the city doesn't always have something to say about that. So when it comes to the road projects here, I know Zach had some of the news here again this morning. What can you tell the folks about some of the roads? And I guess SOMO is probably the obvious one.
Yeah, the SOMO is the obvious one. There's not a lot we can do about it. It's a state connecting highway. Basically, we go off of what the state of Wisconsin says. We have to maintain it, but the state of Wisconsin repairs it when it needs to be repaired fully. They are coming in to do that. It keeps getting postponed, but yeah. We had a meeting not too long ago with them. It was a little disappointing for me. The only thing I can say is they had a public meeting at the high school, and where you could come in and voice your opinion, and there was very, very, very few people there. Mm. And you know, that's something I think especially in a small community, if you voice your opinion, you should try and get involved a little more.
Yeah.
And you know, be at some of these meetings. And you know, you're always welcome to come to any of the meetings at City Hall. We're all more than welcome to hear what you have to say if you do come there. So it's I guess I would invite everybody that's got an issue.
An old timer back in the day told me, when you put some work behind your words mean more, and actually things get done.
Yes, I would agree with you totally on that, Jeff.
I don't think that will ever get old. The other thing to talk about is the housing situation here. Those are the only two negative things I ever hear about Tomahawk. We got some bumps in the roads, but there's not a lot of places to live. So how about an update on the housing situation?
Well,
and I know there's good things happening.
There's a lot of good things happening. 72 single family units going in on Comfort Drive. SC Swiderski's putting those in. I believe that's going to start here this fall yet. We're hoping to have that up and running. I believe they're thinking probably by the end of next summer for sure. I don't know positively. I suppose it depends on how they go. They're basically market rate apartments, so it should be set by supply and demand and local property values, basically.
Okay.
Some of the units have attached garages to them and everything else, so they're pretty neat. Some of the plans we've seen are really, really neat.
So hope on the way as far as a mass housing complex. There's at least one coming out. 72 units, right?
Yep.
What about as far as new houses being built in town here? Are we keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak?
I think we're trying to. They just started up. It's not really in the city limits. It's kind of it's up off of Kings Hill. They're starting another project in there as well. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's 12 or 14 houses that they have slated to build up there already, which that will help the city economy as well.
We talked about city employees, too, and we include the fire department and the police department on that list as well.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You think about it. We're in such a small little community, and to have what we have here in the police department and as a fire department, I mean, you can't ask for anything better. It's a volunteer fire department, and these guys are there every time they're needed and spot on. They're there. They do their job. You can't give enough credit to them. Can't give enough credit to the Tomahawk PD. We've got very, very safe community.
Yeah.
Not real, you know, they're doing their best to try and keep the drugs and everything else out of our community. And sometimes that's a task.
Yeah. So. We talk about the great people here in Tomahawk, but let's be real. We have some issues, too, and we're glad we have a good police department on top of that.
Amen to that.
Yeah, good. You grew up here in Tomahawk from 18 on, and there's so many. You mentioned there are so many things to do here. If you could wave a magic wand over Tomahawk to make it just a little bit better, what would you do?
A magic wand. Again, I'd go back to the positivity. Try to get a little more positive attitude with everything we've got going in our community. Sometimes that's hard to do. I don't think there's actually one thing that I would focus on. I mean, I think our community is absolutely beautiful. I love living here. I love serving. It's an honor for me to serve this community, and it's very humbling to serve it.
Yeah, there's so many things to do here. When it comes to just if you're bored in Tomahawk, you're not looking hard enough.
No, you're not looking hard enough. We got a really, really awesome Quahomet Ski Show that goes on every week. And if you haven't been to it, go to it. It's wonderful. They put on a great show, and it brings a lot of people to our community.
I got to ask you this. When I get out of town, it's not even noon yet, and I head back to my house in Merrill. But when I go out of town, I'm often right down 4th Street. When I go by the new Dream Park, there's not a lot. I thought that place was going to be just packed as soon as they open until when they close. I'm not seeing a lot of people in the Dream Park. I'm hoping it's filling up after I get out of town. How is the Dream Park being used? Because we got some great parks here, but that Dream Park is a... I know other communities really envy us with our Dream Park.
Yeah, I think it's being used a lot.
Good,
I really do.
Good.
I mean, every time I drive by it, there's a lot of people there. I guess, obviously, when the weather's real, real warm, there's a lot of them underneath the water pad. So it's the splash pad. So I think it's going real well.
Absolutely. Anything else that you brought on a list here this morning that you want to touch on here this morning?
I just want to thank you guys for what you guys do. WJJQ is such an awesome radio station, and how blessed are we to have a radio station like that in our little community.
It starts at the top.
Yes, it does. Greg is a wonderful, wonderful man, done a lot for our community, and I guess I just wanted to thank you guys for what you guys do.
Yeah, well, you got a spot to sit here anytime you want to, Hob. I told you, you're invited back anytime, so we'll look forward to talking to you a little bit more as things go on. Anytime there's an event, anytime there's an issue, just know that you got a microphone right in here. We'll figure out a way to get you behind it.
I appreciate that very much, Jeff, and thank you so much for what you do.
Well, just come to work every day, put the pants on one leg at a time, and go home and try to do it over the next day, right?
Yep.
That's the best way we can do it. Last question. Now that you're Mayor Habeck, how many people does anybody call you Mayor Habeck or Mr. Habeck or Mike? Is it still just Hey Hob?
Most of the time it's just Hey Hob, and that's what I would prefer.
Awesome.
It's been going real well.
Awesome, so. Awesome. Anytime you want, come back and see us, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Mayor Hob with us here this morning.